What do you think a rational way is to approach adjuvant therapy after neoadjuvant chemoradiation therapy in terms of whether to give it and which regimen?
So there are two very interesting issues that relate to this. My standard thinking has always been that the definition of the disease extent prior to the initiation of any therapy should determine the use of additional adjuvant chemotherapy after the completion of local therapy. And therefore, if one staged a patient as T3 node-positive disease, and on that basis gave that patient neoadjuvant radiation and chemotherapy, and if at surgery there was no disease in the specimen, I've always advocated and still advocate the use of adjuvant chemotherapy afterwards. And the rationale for this is really very simple, that if one is treating patients for micrometastatic disease elsewhere in the body, and if the patient had a great response to radiation in the pelvis, that should not impact in any significant way the need for adjuvant chemotherapy to affect disease elsewhere in the body. And I still hold to that. The bulk of the data suggests that patients who respond well to adjuvant chemoradiation therapy and have complete response have better outcomes. But most of those patients have also been treated with additional chemotherapy. But a number of people have at least raised the issue of whether those patients, in fact, need additional chemotherapy. My view is that they still do at the present time, but it's conceivable that that will change.